Hey friend, we are at checkpoint five, and this is really a important part of building systems in your classroom, and that's the formative assessment feedback loop system in your classroom. When I was a writing teacher, one of the things I realized really early on when I was beginning to bring culturally responsive practices into the classroom to reshape how I taught writing, I realized I had to give students more feedback to help them get better, right? They weren't going to get better because we did, you know, more and more of the same thing. That's not how people get better at things. So I knew I had to bring a different approach. I also had to bring an approach that got them to see what was going on, right? There was only so much red pen that I could use, and that red pen was not enough to bring what Ferrari calls critical awareness to what was going on in their writing. And I just had reached the point where I knew something had to give. And the more I leaned into research, the more I leaned into practice, the more I realized feedback was the missing link. But it wasn't just, you know, feedback for feedback's sake, because as a writing teacher, I was already giving students feedback. So I had to step back and really reimagine what this meant. And I had to set up a system in which I was triangulating things so that the student had their aha moment, right? That this new way was making the feedback sticky and actionable and kind of obvious for them, right? This the idea of I can see clearly now, right? Was not just what was happening for me, but it was what I needed to happen for students. So it meant doing a variety of things differently, not doing all the things. Right. That's sometimes what we do. We just, you know, throw all the stuff in there. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But the fact is, I had to actually get the small high leverage things that were actually going to have a compound effect. And I realized that being responsive was about giving my kids feedback. It really was about helping them see how they could change their style of writing, their sentence structure, cohesiveness between paragraphs, how they could actually expand paragraphs. You all know how I feel like about a five-paragraph essay, right? I really had to help my students because they were, you know, juniors and seniors in high school and freshmen and sophomores in college, they really had some habits they had to break. But my point to you is that they couldn't break those until they were getting feedback. I couldn't give them feedback until I created these systems, because we don't typically think about feedback as a system, but you really do have to create a system for giving feedback. And again, it's not just when am I going to conference, it's how do I move students through an experience where they have that new awareness, and that new awareness allows them to take new action. So I realized I had to kind of script some of this for myself so I wasn't falling back into old habits. I had to create feedback loops. I had to also not confuse creating the system with standardizing, right? Systematizing and standardizing are not the same thing. Right? One size does not fit all. And because I standardize something, get it, you know, all looking the same, we move kids through it. That is not the same as having a system. The system still has to be responsive, but that's part of what I have to build. As part of what you have to build. So you've got to look at how are you using scripts? How are you creating feedback loops, right? That all don't go through you. Right? This is the idea of having other structures and processes and routines in place. But here's the other thing I'm going to say. How are you thinking about revision? Because feedback and revision go hand in hand. Why am I giving you feedback? so that you can do it again, not later on, right down the road, but in a time frame where it is close enough to the original learning episode that the brain actually can rewire itself. So think about revision, and revision isn't a matter of having countless opportunities to redo. If that's how you're talking about and thinking about revision, then you might be a little off. And we hear a lot of people talk about mastery or competency-based learning. It's not what I'm talking about, because endless redo ain't it. We are talking about how to get the kid to think about how to change something based on being meta-strategic, based on having new information. This is the student having this information. This is where you are coaching the student. To me, so much of being responsive lives in our processes, structures, systems for giving and receiving feedback in the classroom, right? And so just like I talked about time being an equity issue, feedback does. You know, John Hattie is right. It is one of the major things that makes an impact. So the thing for you to be thinking about is, so how do all your pieces of your feedback system work together? What are they? This is where you are actually going to, you know, create a new blueprint if it's not working, so that you're getting to impact, where students are having their aha moment, where they're understanding the art and the craft of revision. And I'm not talking about just writing. If you're in art, revision is happening. If you're in math, revision is happening. If you're in science, revision is happening. Not just when you're writing things down, but when you're thinking. I need to revise my thinking, right? I used to think, but now I think. All right, carry on.